Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Good snowy Monday morning. It is Monday, and it is February 22nd, 2010. Teresa Tomeo, Catholic Connection, Ave Maria Radio. Talking to you from Michigan, the winter wonderland. It looks pretty out there, but it's miserable on the roads. We're going to have a full report for you in terms of the traffic. And that'll probably take us about 45 minutes for the local hour. Then we'll move on to the national hour. Just kidding. Well, not entirely, because it's really bad on the roads, which I'm sure you're experiencing right now if you're out there. So we'll give you an update from Metro Traffic and Metro Networks. Then we're going to do 2 cents. Your 2 cents, my 2 cents, 877-573-7825. This morning I want to talk to you about something very, very important. This week, and also Dr. Meg Meeker is going to be joining us, and she'll have a lot to say about this. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but this is National Eating Disorders Awareness Week, dedicated to helping people recognize and understand when they or a loved one suffer from bulimia, anorexia, or other body image problems. The National Eating Disorder Association is sponsoring a number of events, but is mostly asking for people around the country to volunteer. The idea is to do just one thing. That one thing could be putting up posters or coordinating a walkathon or registering as a volunteer to speak at an event involving this organization. Very important topic. Eating disorders are still running rampant again throughout our youth. And actually, even adults. Very, very important topic, and something that's near and dear to me because I struggled with anorexia as a child, and I talk about that in all of my books, in my first book, Noise. And we talk about it in great detail in my book, Newsflash, which is my testimony, my journey home to the Catholic Church. And then I also talk about it with Cheryl Decow and the other co-authors of the All Things Girls series, Truth for Teens, where we look at media influence and we look at why people are succumbing to these eating disorders. Now, there's a variety of issues that are going on for younger people. It's a combination of peer pressure and the media, self-esteem issues. But the media have an awful lot to do with it, and we can't ignore that aspect of it. So I'm going to be talking about that in Teresa's Two Cents. And we're also going to be talking about our All Things Girl television series, which starts 1 week from today on EWTN Global Catholic Television, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll be airing the first part of our All Things Girl series, 13 parts. We're so excited about this. But the other thing I want to mention is the book Truth for Teens, which we have talked about a little bit, but we haven't really concentrated on that much, because I find that most of the eating disorders or the people who struggle with them are at the high school or college level. It can happen a lot. Like for me, I was about 11 or 12, but there's also a lot at the high school level. So we'll talk about these books and how they can be good resources for you. And I just want to encourage you, if you enjoy the All Things Girl series, they're selling like crazy still on our online bookstore at AveMariaRadio.net, then to think about going to EWTN's website at some point and ordering the DVD, because you can have the series available to you, and then you have like a nice complete teaching package. You have the Leader's Guide, which Cheryl did such a beautiful job on. You have the DVDs, which walk you through each book and the different activities and all the different things we talk about in there, such as prayer and dignity and media issues. And then you have the book, so you can sit down and do like this whole program, much like, for example, we had Jeff Cavins on Friday, and he was talking about his Bible timeline. We had Steve Weidenkopf on last week talking about the Epic DVD series. When you have these, you know, tools, and you have a visual tool as well as something in your hands that you can hold and read and refer to, it makes it really very, very helpful and, I think, well-rounded as far as education is concerned on various topics. So it'd be very helpful for you. Check it out, EWTN.com, 6 o'clock Eastern on Monday nights for the next 13 weeks, and I believe they re-air them on Friday mornings, 10:30 a.m. I'll be talking more about that as we get into the week, but I just want to make sure that you either, you know, make sure you're going to record it or just get a copy of it, because they did such a beautiful job. We were so excited when we went down there. I was telling this to Brian Patrick this morning on his program. The way they put this series together, the producers, the editors, the set designers, just really caught the spirit of the All Things Girls series. The colors, the liveliness of the books, the excitement about the faith, it's just absolutely terrific. We were like giddy when we were down there looking at the sets that they created. So that's coming up Monday, but I do want to talk about eating disorders. And if you have a question about an eating disorder, now I'm not a doctor, obviously, or a counselor or a psychologist, but I can talk from my own personal experience. I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV. But I certainly have a lot to say, and I've done a lot of research on this topic. So if you have a question, 877-573-7825. Then we are going to visit with one of our local parishes, which is going to be showing the movie 13th Day. And that's coming up next week, so we want you to get that on your calendar. And then we'll talk about this wonderful contest that they have for high school students, Right to Life of Michigan High School Contest. It's actually a forensics contest, basically. People giving an oral presentation on a pro-life cause. And we'll talk with Pam Monroe from Right to Life of Michigan. She's coordinating the local high school pro-life contest for Wyandotte, Taylor, and Allen Park. It takes place March 13th at the KFC in Wyandotte. And Pam is hoping to get the word out to more students and encourage them to enter. National Hour, we are going to be talking with Joan Lewis, who is still over in the Middle East. I believe she is either in Lebanon or on her way to Lebanon this morning. And she's been talking about the plight of persecuted Christians in that part of the world. Fabulous reports. We'll have another one from her this morning. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Meg Meeker joining us on a Monday, as she always does. And boy, if she is someone who knows about this issue of eating disorders, and by the way, she endorsed our books, the All Things Girl series, she'll have a lot to say about that this morning. As far as our forecast is concerned, guess what? It's snowing outside. Did you know that? Ha, ha, ha. It is. They are saying that we are in a winter storm. Well, it's a warning, and it is in effect until, actually, this afternoon. I think what I just heard before I came on the air was that it was in effect until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So keep that in mind. Now, by the time this is all said and done, they are saying that we're supposed to get around 6 inches, some areas around 8 inches. And then we're going to have a high of 32 degrees. So I'm wondering, what's it look like for tomorrow? I've got the forecast right here. Well, yeah, it's going to go up to a high near 35 tomorrow, so we could even see some snow melting. So we're saying, still talking about a 30% chance of snow showers tomorrow with a high near 35. And on Wednesday, more light snow likely, cloudy, a high near 33. So the temps aren't going to be that bad. It's just that we are getting a lot of snow. And on Wednesday, snow showers likely, cloudy low around, that's Wednesday night, cloudy low around 19. Snow showers likely on Wednesday, a high near 33. And on Thursday, a little bit cooler and a high near 28 degrees. Again, it's snowing very, very heavily out there. Give yourself plenty of time if you're on your way to work. Or you know what? This is just a suggestion, but if you can call into work, a lot of schools, of course, are closed today, too, both public and private schools. But if you can wait until after rush hour, I just think you'll be a lot safer because, again, there are so many trouble spots on the road this morning. So we're going to see snow through this afternoon till about 4 o'clock. That's when the storm warning right now, they're saying it's officially ending, and then it's going to be a high of around 33 degrees. Right now, though, in Ave Maria land, it is just about 8:07 on a Monday morning. All righty then. As I said, hold on to your hats, hold on to the steering wheel. Be careful out there. Lots of accidents to report, according to our friends at Metro Network and Metro Traffic Control. For example, right before 8 o'clock, accident reported westbound 696 at 96. 94 westbound in the city of Detroit at I-75. We have an accident there. 96 westbound at Novi Road. Accidents on the left shoulder. 30. I-75 northbound at East 8 Mile. So that is a pretty busy area. The freeway accident, the right lane is blocked there. 75 southbound in the city of Detroit at Clark Street. We have an accident on the right shoulder. 94 eastbound at Outer Drive. Accident, the left lane is blocked. Over in Dearborn, there are some special parking restrictions in place right now, so keep that in mind. Then I-75 southbound at North Lime Road, we have an accident there as well. Take your time, be careful, get there in one piece, please. ...8:09 on a Monday morning edition of Catholic Connection, Ave Maria Radio. Teresa Tomeo with you. WDEO AM 990 and WMAX AM 1440. Also, 2 cents, forgot to mention, I want to talk about the presentation yesterday of our friend Russ Briel. What a great job. Fantastic presentation. We packed the house at Sacred Heart Byzantine Parish. I'll talk more about that as well in 2 cents. Forgot to mention that, giving all the weather stuff that's going on. Well, weather is the big story this morning. Detroit area is doing its best to handle another winter storm. that is expected to disrupt travel plans and only to work this morning, which it's already doing, as we just mentioned, but throughout the day. The storm expected to bring between 4 and 8 inches. Yeah, they're saying more like 6, depending on where you live. The snow started very late last night in southern western parts of the area. Craig Bryson with the Road Commission for Oakland County says leaving early this morning is a good idea.
We will have salt out, so it shouldn't be, you know, a whole lot of snow, but enough slush to slow things down.
Oakland County ordering salt truck drivers into work at around 2 o'clock this morning. Wayne County put an anti-icing agent on all major roads yesterday and will have all trucks out or had all trucks out by 6 o'clock this morning. The entire Macomb County crew was put on standby last night. The winter storm warning in effect until late this afternoon, early this evening. The latest it'll be in effect, depending on what part of the state you live in, about 7 o'clock tonight. And forecasters expect the heaviest accumulations to be north of Detroit, but a mix of winter weather could reduce the totals south of Detroit as well. Meanwhile, United States and Canadian cutter ships will begin the process of breaking ice jams in the St. Clair River. The ice is pushing north water levels higher and making them dangerously low around Metro Detroit. U.S. Representative Candace Miller says the ships will start their work early today.
We'll actually have four different icebreakers that will be acting in unison. They're going to start their mission around the North Channel, Harrison's Island area. That's Monday morning at 0800. They think it will take them 2 to 3 days to really get the ice jam to be moving through the channels.
The ice buildup runs about 9 miles from Marysville to the south. Water levels in Lake St. Clair have dropped 2 feet since the start of February, according to Miller's office. The problems north of the jam are with flooding. Experts are calling the ice jam the worst on the St. Clair River since 1984. In other news this morning, Haiti rattled by a magnitude 4.7 earthquake this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake centered about 20 miles from the devastated capital of Port-au-Prince. It struck just after 4:30 this morning, local time, at a depth of slightly more than 6 miles. Catholic Church's membership in the U.S. grew at a robust rate of about 1.5% in 2008, that according to the National Council of Churches in their new 2010 Yearbook of American and Canadian Churches. A slight loss in Catholic membership in this country reported in the 2009 yearbook, but the NCC said the latest figures show robust growth. The figures come from 2008 statistics. The growth outpaces the estimated U.S. population growth in 2008, listed at 0.9%, according to the CIA World Factbook. Our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, speaking about the significance of Lent in his words before the Angelus on Sunday at the Vatican. He said yesterday's gospel illustrates how Lent provides time for a long retreat in which we can rebuild in order to face the temptations of the devil. The Holy Father outlining Luke's gospel account in which Jesus, guided by the Holy Spirit, walked out into the desert where he was tempted by the devil over the course of 40 days. Holy Father saying the temptations are not just an incident along the path, but the consequence of Jesus' decision to follow the mission entrusted to him by God the Father. In other news this morning, the Republican leader in the U.S. Senate says he plans to attend the president's televised summit on health care reform on Thursday. Senator Mitch McConnell telling Fox News Sunday, GOP members will be pushing Democrats and the administration to scrap what has been passed so far and start over on health care reform.
They are saying ignore the wishes of the American people. We know more about this than you do, and we're going to jam it down your throats no matter what.
Kentucky lawmakers said the best way to go ahead about reforming the healthcare industry is to go piece by piece, dealing with costs, junk lawsuits against doctors and hospitals and small association health plans. He said plenty can be done without having the government take over the entire system. Indiana Senator Evan Bayh says politics in the nation's capital have become tribal. He spoke with CNN's State of the Union and says people will be better off when Democrats and Republicans sit down and work together on tough political issues.
Anything we can do to get the members to talk to one another, to interact with one another in a non-adversarial setting, we're going to be a lot better off relating to each other as human beings, Americans first, rather than members of a political party or with an ideology first.
Last week, by announcing he won't seek re-election to the Senate, citing partisanship and political polarization as driving factors, he says both parties are to blame for the gridlock that has plagued Congress. He said he'll continue to fight, but in a different capacity. An overwhelming majority of Americans think the federal government is broken, but they also think it's not too late to fix the problem. According to a CNN opinion research poll, 86% of survey respondents say government, well, the entire government, is dysfunctional and big time. At the same time, 81% believe whatever ails the federal government can be rectified. The number of people who think the government is broken went up by 8 percentage points since 2006. Pollsters say the biggest increase is among high-income people and residents of rural areas. Investors looking for positive earnings reports this week and listening to Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke. Bernanke will go before Capitol Hill lawmakers on Wednesday to tell them the state of the economy. Meanwhile, big retailers like Macy's, Safeway, and Target will release fourth quarter reports. When the National Transportation Safety Board holds its hearing on the fatal June crash of D.C.'s Metro rail line and other recent accidents, it will focus on the rail system's automated crash avoidance system and gaps in safety oversight. The NTSB will take sworn testimony and question witnesses for 3 days beginning tomorrow. Safety panel member Robert Sumwalt, who will head up the inquiry, says there are significant safety issues evidenced by the number of safety recommendations that have already been issued. During the hearings, the NTSB will also address broader issues like Metro's identification and correction of safety problems and the adequacy of federal oversight. Lakeisha Bowen says she will never forget the day of the fatal crash in Washington.
I don't feel safe. Ever since the crash about four times, yeah, it got me scared. But I was like two trains behind that, so it could have been me that day.
It will be several months before the National Transportation Safety Board issues a formal finding on the probable cause of the accident, and Sumwalt says the board hopes to have that report by the first anniversary of the crash. The June 22nd crash was the worst in the transit agency's history, killing 9 and injuring 80 people. Space Shuttle Endeavour touching down under the cover of night at the Kennedy Space Center. As Rory O'Neill reports, the landing ended a two-week mission to the International Space Station.
It was bad weather that delayed the launch of Endeavour 2 weeks ago, but last night the skies cleared, setting up a textbook touchdown.
Roger, wheel stop, Endeavour. Welcome home.
How are you? It's great to be home, but it was a great adventure.
The crew successfully installed the new Tranquility node, which added more living space for the astronauts aboard the station. But it's the cupola with its 7 windows on the world that get all the attention. This afternoon, Endeavour astronauts will return to Houston while ground teams in Florida get to work on the next shuttle launch, now set for April. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Right now it's 8:17, snowing like crazy outside. We could get 6 to 8 inches, most likely 6 inches before it's all over. We have a winter storm warning in effect till later today. Should wrap up at the latest by 7 o'clock this evening. They're saying looks like it's going to really tone things down by about 4 o'clock. So just be very careful. Lots of schools are closed. Give yourself plenty of extra time. We will have another traffic report at the bottom of the hour for Metro Traffic and Metro Traffic Control Networks. So, again, give yourself plenty of time this morning. And if you don't have to go to work today, stay home with the kids and go tobogganing, go sledding, or go build a snowman or a snowwoman. 8:17, when we come back, we're going to take a look at National Eating Disorders Awareness Week and what you can do from a faith perspective to make a difference in a young person's life or maybe someone who is struggling with body image issues. We'll be right back.
Want a low rate, no annual fee Visa credit card with perks? An MCCU Visa has the best perks. Check it out. No balance transfer fees, no minimum finance charges, and no cash advance fees. What could be better? How about scorecard bonus points? Earn 1 point for each dollar charged to an MCCU Visa. Redeem points towards travel packages, airline tickets, and name brand gifts. When you transfer a balance, you can earn 1% cash back on the transfer amount. Right now, transfer a credit card balance to an MCCU Visa, and you could be entered into a drawing for 100,000 scorecard bonus points. Call for details at 866-NOW-MCCU. Or visit us online at www.mishcathcu.org and start saving money now. Because if you're Catholic, it's where you belong. That's 866-NOW-MCCU or at mishcathcu.org.
Now at the Ave Maria online store, probably the most famous book ever written on the Passion. It's actually the transcription of a series of visions by a great mystic and stigmatis recently beatified by the Church. Many of them verified by recent scholarship, this book was a powerful influence on Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ. To get The Dolorous Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ, go to the online store at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
On October 13th, this station presented the 13th day at Our Lady of Good Counsel. At least 1,000 people showed up, in part because some really great volunteers took time to tell a friend. Susie from Waterford told her pastor, and he told his flock, and then she posted it on her blog, and well, the rest is history. Susie is a Tell-A-Friend volunteer. You can be one, too. To join the team, go to AveMariaRadio.net and click Tell-A-Friend. Susie did it. You can, too. That's AveMariaRadio.net and click Tell-A-Friend.
We're here with Bert Gazzi, author of Voices of the Saints. And today, Bert, we're going to talk about St. Lutgard of Awyrth. Never heard of St. Lutgard, but her feast day is June 16th. What can you tell us?
Well, not many folks have heard of her, but she's a great model for us. As a young girl, her father squandered her dowry, and he put her in a convent in order to take care of her.
Mm.
And the nuns thought this gadabout lady would never really make anything of a nun. But one day, when she was courting a young man in the garden, Jesus appeared to her and told her to fall in love with him instead of with these young men who were courting her. And she told that young man to get away. She had a new lover, and she began to progress in holiness and grace very quickly. The nuns were astounded at the way she grew. She became very intimate with the Lord, very personal with him, and she began to become actually a great mystic who was very close to him and very intimate with him. She was able to get him to do very special favors for her. For example, one time, when she was celebrating after Mass, she said, "You know what, I'm hungry. It's time for me to get something to eat, and my sister Elizabeth over there in the infirmary can't even participate in the community. So why don't I go get my snack, and why don't you go heal Elizabeth while I'm gone, and I'll come back and pray." And that's exactly what happened.
Really?
She spent most of her life, 40 years in the convent, praying for Christ's intentions. For 40 years, she fasted and prayed for sinners, for the Cathars, and for Frederick II, the emperor, who was trying to destroy the church. A great model. And her life message is this. You know, she never intended to be a mystic. She never intended to be a saint. It wasn't that she was going after God. It was God that was coming after her. And that's really true for us, too. We need to understand that it's God who's coming after us. Stand still and let him catch us.
He chooses us, doesn't he?
That's right.
Bert Gazzi, author of Voices of the Saints.
Monday morning, 8:23, Mirror, Mirror, this song. I can't remember which Christian contemporary group does it, but it's kind of become our theme song for All Things Girl and Truth Retains, at least for me and Cheryl Decal, my publisher, because first time we heard this song, it was like, whoa. It so relates to the message we're trying to get out to young women, primarily young men too, but the fact that you shouldn't be trying to model yourself after someone on television or the movies or on the internet. You really need to look to Christ and the saints as role models. And very, very important to talk about this particular week. Well, for a number of reasons. A week from today, we're actually going to be seeing our All Things Girl 13-part series begin on EWTN Global Catholic Television, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, starting next Monday, as I mentioned. And then it's repeated on Friday mornings at 10:30. And also, and we'll be talking about this in more detail with Dr. Meg Meeker, this is National Eating Disorders Awareness Week. National Eating Disorders Awareness Week, dedicated to helping people recognize and understand when they or a loved one suffer from bulimia, anorexia, or other body image problems. Now, this is something very personal to me, and I get real sensitive when people sit there and say, oh, it's only a TV show, it's only a magazine, it's only a movie. Well, it's not going to be one particular movie. Well, in my case, it was one particular TV show that helped send me over the edge in terms of succumbing to an eating disorder. But it's a combination of things that are out there in our culture, plus self-esteem issues, plus peer pressure, plus really just body image issues. But a lot of it, and we can't ignore it, is coming from the culture. In our latest book in the All Things Girls series, Truth for Teens, and you can order that through either BezalelBooks.com or Ave Maria Radio on our online bookstore, I talk about this in even greater detail than I did in the All Things Girls books, because Truth for Teens is for a little bit older group, you know, 14 to 18 years old. And I have a section that's quite lengthy called Be Mindful of the Media Messages. This is just a little bit from the book. I know it sounds far-fetched, but I convinced myself that by being skinny, I could experience the glamour of those thin, gorgeous models in 17 magazine. And then I might even be able to attract a boyfriend as cute as Bobby Sherman or David Cassidy, who were the it guys of the 60s and 70s, as you remember. The possibilities, I thought, were limitless. One of the models I admire so much, Susan Day, actually went from the cover of 17 to a coveted spot on the hit TV show The Partridge Family, co-starring David Cassidy. How lucky could a girl get? And every girl my age wanted to look like Susan Day and be Susan Day. If only the heavens were granting such miracles, I was no exception. Susan Day was tall and thin with long dark hair. Unfortunately, about the only thing I had in common with Susan Day was the hair color, but that would soon change. Little did I know that we would soon share a similar struggle with a newly diagnosed eating disorder. That is why it's so important to discern the messages that are coming at you. When you look in the mirror, you need to see yourself first and foremost as a child of Christ, a daughter of the King, who is his most precious creation. Although I was raised in a good Catholic home and went to an excellent Catholic grade school, the pull of the culture at the time was too strong for me to resist. Now, remember, this is in, I'm 50 years old, so this was in the early 70s. And think of how tame the media were back then. I mean, the Partridge Family, Bewitched, Lost in Space. But the images were still out there, so much so that that combined with peer pressure convinced me that I needed to be super skinny. It sent me over the edge, as I say in the book, in terms of losing control of my eating habits. Again, there was no internet, no iPhone, no iPod, no cable, DVDs, YouTube, texting, MySpace. We had a handful of magazines, radio stations, and TV shows to choose from, and I was still so heavily influenced by the media that the influence turned into an obsession that eventually led to my being hospitalized. So that's why I'm really glad there are groups out there who are making this a national topic of discussion. And it's very important from a Catholic and generally a Christian perspective, because we have to see ourselves as Christ sees us, especially women. If you look at Scripture and you look at the way Jesus treated women, he was and still is the biggest women's liber ever. And yet we don't believe that. We believe just the opposite of ourselves. Fascinating survey, which is now an overall project regarding beauty called The Real Truth About Beauty, which was done by the Dove Soap Company, actually, and I use a lot of the statistics in my presentation, found that after interviewing 10,000 women, now these are not kids they're interviewing, but women, okay, around the world, in advanced countries such as the United States, Great Britain, Japan, out of 10,000 women, only 2% of them considered themselves beautiful. More than 40% do not feel comfortable describing themselves as beautiful. 60% agree that society expects women to enhance their physical appearance. And more than two-thirds agree the media and advertising set an unreasonable goal of standard of beauty that most of us can ever achieve. What do you think the average age for young girls to diet is? A lot of people, when I ask that question at my seminars, say 10 or 12, 8 years old. Diet products and programs are a $33 billion a year business. Again, the average age for young girls to start dieting is 8. 81% of 10-year-old girls in this country, 10-year-old girls, say they are afraid of being fat. These are the kinds of messages that they're getting from the secular culture. You have to be a size 2 or smaller in order to be accepted. 8 or a 10 used to be the normally accepted size. Now they're looking at a size 2 and saying that's even too big. How insane has this world gotten? So that's why I'm so excited about the books. I'm so excited about the series. I want to get these books into as many hands as possible. And you know what's interesting that's happening that we're finding? And Cheryl and I get a lot of these different emails. Women are buying the books, moms, aunts, godmothers, and a lot of dads are buying it for their daughters too, are reading either All Things Girl or Truth for Teens, and they're experiencing healing. Because these books contain a lot of the messages that they never heard growing up. So I'm very grateful to EWTN for taking on this series, 13 parts, and I really want to give credit to Doug Keck. Because I was down there for Bookmark last summer. We brought a couple of the books with us. And after we got done taping the Bookmark episode, he said, T, have you ever thought about doing a series on this? And I said, well, I really haven't had time because Cheryl and I have been working on these books, just been cranking them out left and right. But we'd love to talk to you about it. And then the 13-part All Things Girl series was born. I really hope that people of all ages sit down and watch this. Because I think it will help your children, but I also think it will help you individually in your faith about how we have got to stop taking or drawing from things that are out there in the secular culture and draw from the beauty of Scripture and the teachings of the Catholic Church. We are all precious. We are all beautiful. We are all created equally. Male and female, He created us. Equal but uniquely different. We are all daughters and sons of the King. And I hope the materials that we provide you in Catholic radio and TV and also through Catholic books and great publishing companies like Bezalel, I hope we're helping you along that journey. It's 8:31.
This is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
It's Lent. We're a little bit more than halfway through. This week, Father Ricardo has a talk to help us prepare for our Lenten confession. It's the scriptural basis for the sacrament of confession. I will arise and go to my Father. Listen to Christ is the Answer, Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEL, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet. Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
How about some word association?
Why not?
Spring.
Easter.
Earlier.
Lent.
Church.
Worship.
Fridays.
Fish.
Well, that was answered like a true Catholic.
Which I am.
And now you know what we're doing this Friday.
I do?
You just told me.
What did I tell you?
How to spend Fridays in Lent.
Can you refresh my memory? I don't quite remember what I said.
You said, on Fridays in Lent, we should go to St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Ypsilanti for a fish dinner, which they serve from 5:30 to 7.
Wow, I said all that?
More or less.
In addition to Friday fish dinners, St. John the Baptist Catholic Church also invites you to their parish mission every Wednesday night from 6:15 to 7:30 during Lent. Join us for prayer, praise and worship, and a different guest speaker and topic each week. On Wednesday the 24th, hear Debbie Herbeck speak about Luke 9:20. St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Ypsilanti is on West Cross Avenue, just a few blocks east of the EMU campus. For more information, call 734-483-3360.
Don't miss Francis Cardinal Arense, direct from Rome, as the main celebrant for Mass to open the 13th annual Holy Trinity Apostolates Lenten Symposium. The symposium will be held Saturday, March 6th at St. Cyril and Methodius Catholic Church on Ryan and 18 Mile in Sterling Heights. Among the exceptional speakers, Monsignor Anthony Figueredo, Vatican official of the Pontifical Council, speaking on this year's theme, Charity and Truth, about St. John Vianney. Other speakers include Patrick O'Mara and Father Ed Friede. Go to HolyTrinityApostolate.com for the full listing of renowned program speakers and guests, or call 248-885-1190. It's the 13th annual Holy Trinity Apostolate Lenten Symposium on Saturday, March 6th, emceed by Channel 7's Vic Faust. Bring your teenagers as they have their own symposium with the same great speakers. By pre-registering, you save on tickets and have lunch provided. So call 248-885-1190 or go to HolyTrinityApostolate.com.
Alrighty then, well, just take your pick. East side, west side, all around the town. Basically, it's a mess out there. Give yourself plenty of extra time. Be very careful. Don't travel too quickly on the roads because you're going to, God forbid, end up in a ditch or something worse, because I'm telling you, all over the place. Seriously, I don't know where to begin. But let's start over on M59, eastbound after DeQuinder. Well, we have an accident there. The left lane is blocked. See, this is the thing. You don't only have accidents and people on the side of the roads, but you've got these accidents everywhere blocking things. A number of different areas do have also parking restrictions in their townships or cities or towns, so check that out. You're probably familiar with them, regardless of where you live. Also now, we have Metro Parkway. This is both ways between Garfield and Grosbeck. Road construction adding to the problems. We also have 14 mile both ways. It's slow because of the snow and road construction. And then, of course, we still have some accidents all over the place and spin outs, so be very, very careful. Connection, a snowy Monday morning, expecting 6 to 8 inches when this is all said and done. Most commonly, though, in most areas, about 6 inches. So just be careful out there on the roads. We are going to right now check up with our friends from Right to Life of Michigan. Pam Monroe is on the phone with us, and she's here to tell us about a wonderful contest for the youth, Right to Life of Michigan Local High School Pro-Life Contest. Hey, Pam, how are you?
Hi, Teresa. I'm so thrilled that you're letting us come on the radio and talk about this.
Now, this is such a great thing for young people to get involved with. You know, I was just talking in my Two Cents segment about the issue of eating disorders and bad images out there for kids. And so when they have something that they can put their energies toward in a positive way, I think that's just great. So tell us about the contest.
Well, our particular contest will be held on March 13th and we're going to be using the KFC Hall in Wyandotte on Biddle Avenue, and it'll run from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. But I really want to emphasize this is not just a Catholic contest. This is beyond Christian. This is everyone. The demographics of abortion and people engineering when life begins and ends rather than leaving it in God's hands is having profound effects on society and economics, as you can see what's happening to what's going on right now. So we open this up to, right now, we are officially working with Wyandotte Taylor, Lincoln Park, and Southgate. However, if there is a young man or woman who does not have an affiliate in their area and who is running a contest and they wish to join ours, we will not turn anyone away. The contact information would be to call phone number 734-282-6100 and leave your name, your phone number in case it's an answering machine, and a way that I can get back to you as quickly as possible and get you all the information. Contest is going to be held at the local level.
Okay.
And then the first prize winner will progress to the state. And from there, the winner of state will go on to the national contest. And there are money prizes. We also give our prize, anyone who participates, an opportunity to get recognition at our dinner in October.
Well, let me ask you, in terms of the different types of talks that you've heard in the past years, what's so interesting about this is that, as you said, it is open to anyone who wants to, you know, help explain and defend the pro-life cause, which I think is so important because, you know, you can't suppress the truth, and truth is revealed in many ways. And yes, it's great. Obviously, we have a definite connection with our faith, but social sciences, science in general, and just what we've seen, you know, being played out in our daily lives, we know that the pro-life cause is very, very important, and it is revealed in a variety of ways. So what kind of topics have the kids covered in past years, Pam, with this contest?
The topics we'll be dealing with are set by the Right to Life of Michigan Educational Fund High School Oratory Contest, and they are abortion, infanticide, human cloning, euthanasia, and embryonic stem cell research. And in the past, we have had some individuals come into the contest just because they saw what was going on and were curious and walked in and stood and listened to the young men and women giving their presentations. And they've mentioned to several of us that they had no idea exactly what all of this meant until they heard these participants giving their speeches. And they felt that they had learned so much. And the participants really get a lot of affirmation during the contest as it's going on. They're encouraged so much that it's nice to be a part of something very positive, and there's just a very positive energy in the room as they're giving their speeches.
Mm. It must make you feel really good to see these young people come to life, no pun intended, with these, you know, with these topics.
They learn so much. We had one presenter one year mention that when she went into this, she wasn't convinced that pro-life was something that she could advocate. But she thought she would go and do the research. She was actually looking to prove her side, that she should be pro-choice. And during the course of her speech mentioned that she had to convert to a whole different way of thinking once she had the facts in front of her. So doing this research gives young people an opportunity to take the time. They're going to get recognition, but they actually can focus in and get at the truth, not at what people are telling you, but to actually find the truth for themselves. And when you have a really a young person who is crusading, they're infectious. They infect everyone around them. So they radiate truth beyond the border of that particular contest.
That's a very good point. It really is, I think, contagious. For example, I feel that when I go down to the March for Life and I see all these young people who are so well-informed and so, you know, involved in the pro-life movement.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give another pitch for our phone number
sure.
in case someone didn't have a pencil earlier.
Sure, I was going to ask you that and before we break. Go ahead.
It's 734-282-6100. And you may know of a young man or woman, maybe through your family, and can at least have them call us and find out more about the contest.
All right. Well, before we let you go, what are some of the prizes? Because it's always a nice little, you know, thing to
Our
get.
Particular prizes are $100 for the first prize, $50 for second, and $25 for third. And we also provide the dinner for all the participants in October. And Pastor Levon Yule is going to be our speaker at our dinner.
Love him. He's great.
Exposure to him for the kids will be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. He's a wonderful pro-life speaker and a brother in the Lord. And just we do a lot with him here at Ave Maria. Well, thanks, my dear. And I hope you get a great number of young people participating. Give us the phone number and also the date again and the location for the actual contest before you go.
Okay. The phone number is 734-282-6100. The date is March 13th. And the location this year is going to be Knights of Columbus Hall at 2430 Biddle in Wyandotte. And I'm looking forward to people looking into this. Thank
All
you.
Right. Pam, thanks. Appreciate it. And tell Debbie Bloomfield I said hello. Again, this is Pam from Right to Life of Michigan about the high school oratory contest for young people. And one more time for the phone number. I'll give you one more shot at it.
Great. 734-282-6100.
Thanks, Pam. God bless.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
And stay
Bye-bye.
Warm. Stay out of the snow, although that's pretty much impossible if you go outside this week in Michigan. Coming up next, we're going to check out a local event involving the showing of the movie The 13th Day. Stay tuned.
Good day, I'm Al Cresta, and I'm inviting you to join me and Steve Ray and a host of other pilgrims when Ave Maria Radio visits the great churches of Toledo on Saturday, March the 20th. It's a one-day Lenten tour that you're not going to want to miss. We'll stay for Mass at the Rosary Cathedral in downtown Toledo, and then visit with Bishop Leonard Blair, head of the Diocese of Toledo. We'll also travel to St. Patrick's, St. Stephen's, and the Church of the Immaculate Conception. three of the most beautiful churches in the country. And we'll also have lunch at the famous Tony Paco's restaurant. Round-trip motor coach transportation for this exclusive Ave Maria radio pilgrimage is provided, and the cost is only $99 per person. For more information, contact Corporate Travel at 313-565-8888. That's 565-8888, extension 121. Or go to our Holy Toledo website at AveMariaRadio.net.
You're listening to Ave Maria Radio.
Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
Lent is fast approaching. From his RCA for Catholics class, Father Ricardo discusses Lent and getting ready for it. His title this week is, What Does It Mean to Be a Christian? Making the Most of Lent. Listen to Christ is the Answer, Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
It's 8:46, a snowy Monday morning. Be careful out there. Take extra time to get to wherever you're going this morning. I want you to arrive there and back home in one piece. Again, 8:46, and we're keeping you connected to the Catholic community, hence the name of the program, Catholic Connection on Ave Maria Radio. We are going to be speaking right now with Rob Grimaldi, who is going to be telling us about a special presentation of the film 13th Day and why it's important to churches in southeastern Michigan. Hey there, how are you? Good morning.
I'm great, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. And are you handling this snow okay?
I did. Left extra early and braved the snow, but the roads aren't too bad. Just take your time and you should be okay.
All right, tell us about the showing of 13th Day. What parishes are involved in this, Robert?
Yeah, there's actually two parish families, St. Cunegunda in Detroit and St. Barbara in Dearborn. A few months ago, actually back in October, we had the privilege of hosting the International Pilgrim Statue of Our Lady of Fatima. And normally the statue comes and it visits for a day at a parish or at a site, and then it moves on. We had, actually, Father Spigniew Grankowski, our pastor, had asked that the statue stay two nights, which is pretty rare. And it was a huge success. You know, both nights our church was packed, not just with our members, but from members from all over the archdiocese. And it was just an absolute huge success. It had created a ton of excitement in the church. And right around that time, we had learned about the opportunity of the movie The 13th Day, which was being released for a limited showing. Mm-hmm. And obviously The 13th Day is about, you know, the miracle of Fatima. And it just had built this excitement through our church and through our parish. And we wanted to build on that enthusiasm. So Father Spigniew had entrusted us, and there's a group of about 15 of us, with finding the place to show the movie to as many people as possible. So we chose the AMC 20 in Livonia, a central location to the community, and it's a beautiful theater. And we decided that we would try to fill all 414 seats, which is their biggest theater in the AMC 20. And, you know, we're a small parish, and we're doing our best to get out there, get the message out there, because it's a fantastic movie. And we're hoping, we're keeping the ticket prices at $750, which is our cost. And the hope is that we encourage as many practicing Catholics to see the movie, but also as many non-practicing Catholics or maybe family members and friends of practicing Catholics to come and see the message of the Fatima. You know, it is an important movie. It's beautiful, but it's also an important message. And, you know, Pope Benedict XVI said, you know, learn the message of the Fatima, live the message of the Fatima, and spread the message of the Fatima. And we think that as a parish, we're doing our part with spreading the message by showing this beautiful movie.
Now, you pronounce it Fatima with an accent on a different syllable. I've always heard it pronounced Fatima. Is there a reason you say Fatima? I have never heard it pronounced that way.
You know, I think you're right, actually. I just
Okay. I'm just curious because I mean, it may be in terms of, you know, Portuguese, who knows, but I thought that was that interesting. But
I speak Portuguese and I didn't even know it.
There you go. Well, let's talk a little bit about the time, and you mentioned the cost, which is a good discount. I went to the movies the other night with my niece. I haven't been out to actually see a movie in so long,
right.
You know, because I'm so busy with traveling on the weekends and whatnot. And then also, if we watch a movie, we usually go and rent a DVD, or usually watch some sort of a Catholic or a faith-based film. And tickets are like $9 and up now. I was like, whoa, culture shock for me. I got to get out more, I guess. But
it's
you're offering a nice little discount, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Ticket prices are crazy. Now, I have a newborn at home, so I haven't gone to the movies in a little while. But yeah, it's unbelievable. Two people easily is $30 or $40 if you start getting, you know, drinks and
popcorn
and things. But yeah, so we had come to the AMC 20. They had offered, the price of $7.50, which is as low as we're going to get it from them. So they were very kind to help us out there. And our goal wasn't to make this, you know, this big fundraising, money-making event, but really to do our part to get it out to as many people as possible and keep the price as low as possible. So $7.50 is exactly what we're paying. And if we don't sell all 414 seats, we're actually paying for the open seats because that's how the theaters work. So we're doing our part, we think, to get the movie out to as many viewers as possible and to get the message out to as many people as possible. And keeping the price low and then picking a central location like Livonia, I think allows as many people to see this movie as possible.
Okay, now where is the AMC 20 in Livonia, if people don't know?
If AMC 20 in Livonia is just north of 7 Mile Road off of Haggerty Road, and it's just west of I-275,
okay.
I-96.
Okay, so it's pretty, I mean, you can get to it. It's got a lot of freeway access. Now, what time will the showing be?
About the freeway.
Yeah, you may have mentioned this already, Robert, but say it again. Sunday, March 7th, at what time, hon?
Yep, it's Sunday, March 7th. It's 2 p.m.
Okay.
That's the third Sunday in Lent, and we chose Lent as the appropriate time to show the movie because of the message. Tickets are available. Actually, in a number of ways.
Do you have to buy them there or you can get them in advance?
Well, you're going to have to get them in advance.
Okay.
Hopefully we sell out a couple of weeks ahead of time here. But if you buy them in advance, they're $7.50. If we do have some tickets left over, they'll probably be $10 per ticket. We're trying to sell them early. That's why we're selling them at such a cheap price. And there's a few ways to do that. You can call the parish. The number there is 313-582-8383. You can visit the parish, and they're off of Schaefer and Michigan Avenue. Office hours are 9:30 to 4 Monday through Thursday and 9:30 through 12:30 on Friday.
All right, so 313-582-8383, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. And you're hoping really to fill it, just over 400 seats. And so this is really kind of a special showing then for our area, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually the only showing that we know of, at least in Southeast Michigan, at a major theater. Some parishes have shown it to just, you know, their members, but this is the only showing that we know of at a major theater in the state of Michigan. So, for us, we really got excited when we realized that we were doing something that, you know, no other parish around here had done. And you know, we're not a big parish. If you know anything about the Dearborn and kind of that Detroit community, the parishes have gotten smaller and smaller. They've actually closed, quite a few parishes around us. So we struggle sometimes in terms of, functioning and staying vibrant and alive. But because of our pastor, because of our great community, not only are we, surviving, but we're thriving. So for us to do something like this was a little bit of a David versus Goliath type thing because we're such a small parish, and it was a huge undertaking for us, but we're having a huge success so far. Having the statue for the 2 days and having the success, and the church was absolutely packed, standing room only. It was filled with an excitement that really just carried over, not just past, here we are in end of February, and we're still feeling that excitement from back in October. So it was a great event for us, And we're really, really excited to be able to show this movie to as many people as possible.
Okay, and again, this is Sunday, March 7th at AMC 20 in Livonia, which is at 7 Mile in Hagerty in that area. And it's at 2 o'clock, but you need to get tickets in advance. And the number is 313-582-8383. Robert, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. And thanks for telling us about it as well.
Fantastic, Teresa. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, God bless. Be careful out there on the roads.
I will, you too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Again, the number, 313-582-8383. Now, I know we sponsored actually a showing at Our Lady of Good Counsel not too long ago, but again, he's right. This is the first time it will be offered in a major theater. So really, what a great opportunity if you've maybe seen the movie 13th Day and you'd like to bring some folks to see it. You can always, you know, when you see a good film about something that means a lot to you, seeing it, I think, like, for example, The Passion of the Christ, I watch that every year. I've seen, I don't know how many, 10 times. You know, and sometimes I watch it even more than once a year, but especially during Lent and on Good Friday. It's such a great way to reaffirm your faith and really just kind of solidify the things you believe in. So again, this is Sunday, March 7th at the AMC 20 in Livonia. And the number is 313-582-8383. Now, in advance, the tickets are going to be $7.50, which is very, very reasonable. If they do have some tickets left over and they sell them at the door, there'll be a little bit more. But this would be a great way, an affordable way, for you to maybe take several people to see the movie The 13th Day, which is, of course, all about the message of Our Lady of Fatima. Love that image of our Blessed Mother, Lady of Fatima. When we had our home and my office consecrated to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary, they bring the statue, the pilgrim statue, to your home, and she's allowed to stay with you for a week. And when they took her away, I was really sad because I just got so used to seeing that beautiful image. And just like the Blessed Mother, she's so into the details, she matched my drapes. I said, of course, the Blessed Mother, she thinks of everything. So anyway, God bless them for doing this. 313-582-8383. Let's switch gears for a second and talk about the next hour. Dr. Meg Meeker is going to be joining us. And as I mentioned earlier in Two Cents, this is National Eating Disorders Awareness Week. So we'll hear from a pediatrician about what to look for, things to be careful of if you think you have a child in your family, or maybe a friend or an adult that may be struggling with body image or an eating disorder. And then we're also going to talk to Joan Lewis, who's traveling in the Middle East, talking about the plight of Christians being persecuted in that part of the world. It's going to be a great hour. We'll talk to you then.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, building community one business at a time. CatholicBusinessPages.com.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo. Are you a Catholic business owner? Well, you know, in tough economic times, some businesses do better than others, and yours can be one of them. It's all how you target the advertising. Well, when you display your business in the CatholicBusinessPages.com online business directory, you're letting people know you're out there. Catholic consumers who want to do business with companies they can trust, and we're not talking about a lot of money here. How about rates starting at less than a dollar a day? So check it out. Go to CatholicBusinessPages.com, enter promo code AMR, and save.
In this month of February, the Chaldean News is heading into its seventh year. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, co-founder and editor-in-chief. In this issue, we feature some of our top stories this past decade. So many issues affected the Chaldeans, the fall of Saddam Hussein and the war in Iraq. There's been an influx of refugees due to the persecution of Christians in our homeland. St. George Chaldean Catholic Church opened its doors in Shelby Township. The church pews are packed every week. Also this past decade, Pope Benedict sent a strong message to the rest of the world. The plight of Christians in the Middle East demands our attention. So he elevated Archbishop Emmanuel Dely to Cardinal. Get your copy of the Chaldean News and learn about this ancient community living in modern times. You can subscribe or advertise today. Join Golden Sun Jewelry, Sherwood Foods, or Huntington Cleaners. Find out more by going to www.chaldeannews.com.